Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AP Microeconomics Crash Course by David Mayer is a focused AP exam review guide published in the Advanced Placement Crash Course series. It is designed for students preparing for the AP Microeconomics exam who need a concise, high-yield review rather than a full textbook. The book follows the structure of the exam and concentrates on the concepts most likely to appear on test day, including basic economic concepts, supply and demand, consumer choice, production and costs, market structures, factor markets, and market failure. It also places strong emphasis on exam technique, with guidance for multiple choice and free response questions. A key part of its purpose is efficiency. It tries to help students use limited study time well by combining targeted content review, key terms, graphs, and formulas, and an online practice exam with scoring and explanations. That combination makes it especially practical for last-minute review and independent study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a narrow exam-driven review built around the AP Microeconomics course outline. The central idea behind the book is selectivity. Rather than trying to teach microeconomics from the ground up, it filters the subject through the AP course description and actual exam patterns. That means the material is organized around what the exam regularly tests, not around every possible classroom extension. For students, this is useful because it reduces overload and gives a clearer sense of priorities. The review covers the core AP areas that define the course basic economic concepts: supply and demand, consumer behavior, costs of production, market structures, factor markets, and government intervention in markets. This structure reflects the logic of the exam itself, where understanding a small set of recurring concepts often matters more than broad coverage. The book's value is therefore not in depth for its own sake, but in precision. It aims to show students which ideas must be mastered first, which relationships should be memorized, and which topics are likely to connect across multiple question types. Secondly, microeconomic models explained through graphs, formulas, and cause and effect reasoning. A major strength of the book is its attention to the graphical logic of microeconomics. AP microeconomics depends heavily on interpreting curves, shifts, and equilibrium changes, so a review guide has to do more than define terms. Mayer's format highlights the practical relationship between concepts and visual models, especially in demand and supply, production costs, and market structures. The exam often asks students to identify how a change in price, cost, taxes, or market conditions affects equilibrium outcomes, so the book's value lies in teaching that causal chain. It also includes key graphs and formulas, which matters because many AP questions are built around accurate diagram reading and quick recognition of economic relationships. In this sense, the book supports applied understanding rather than memorization alone. Students are not simply asked to know what monopoly or oligopoly means. They are expected to see how each structure changes output, pricing power, and efficiency. That makes the guide especially relevant for learners who need repeated exposure to the same visual patterns until they become automatic. Thirdly, consumer choice, production, and market structure as the backbone of the course. The book gives sustained attention to the sequence of topics that form the analytical core of AP microeconomics. Consumer choice theory explains how utility, preferences, and budget constraints shape behavior, while production and costs show how firms decide what to supply and at what scale. From there, the guide moves into perfect competition, monopoly, monopolistic competition, and oligopoly, which lets students compare how different market structures affect price, output, and efficiency. This progression is important because AP microeconomics is not just a list of unrelated chapters. It is a framework for explaining how individuals and firms respond to incentives under different constraints. Mayer's review style helps students see those relationships as connected rather than isolated. That connection matters on the exam, especially in free response questions where a correct answer often requires moving from definition to diagram to interpretation. The book is useful because it keeps these core topics tightly linked, helping students understand how decisions by consumers and firms produce market outcomes. In a test prep setting, that kind of organized comparison is often more useful than lengthy theoretical discussion. Fourthly, test-taking strategy is treated as a skill, not an afterthought. The book distinguishes itself from many content review guides by giving explicit attention to exam strategy. It does not assume that knowing the economics content is enough. Instead, it explains how students should approach multiple choice and free response questions, which is essential on a timed AP exam where errors often come from misreading prompts, choosing the wrong graph, or failing to answer the question in the required format. The inclusion of question-level strategies reflects the practical reality that AP microeconomics rewards both content knowledge and exam execution. Students need to know when to define, when to diagram, when to calculate, and when to explain a result in words. By addressing these habits directly, The book helps reduce avoidable mistakes. This matters especially for students who already know some economics but need a more disciplined way to convert that knowledge into points. The strategy sections also make the guide more accessible to self-studiers, since they provide a clear framework for how to think through exam tasks without teacher support. In that sense, the book functions as both a content review and a testing manual. Lastly, the online practice exam extends the book into active exam simulation. One of the book's most practical features is its online practice exam, which turns passive review into a more realistic test experience. The practice component includes time testing, automatic scoring, and answer explanations, which help students identify weak areas instead of simply rereading notes. That diagnostic element is important because AP preparation works best when students can see which topics still need work and which are already secure. In a subject like microeconomics, where small misunderstandings can affect several related questions, feedback is especially valuable. The digital practice format also mirrors the exam-oriented nature of the guide. The student is not only reviewing content, but rehearsing how to perform under time pressure. This makes the book more than a compact summary. It becomes a complete short-form prep tool that combines review, strategy, and assessment, compared with many similar AP books. The online exam helps justify the title's promise of getting a higher score in less time because it supports both learning and self-checking in one package. In conclusion, AP Microeconomics Crash Course is best suited for AP students who already have some classroom exposure and now need a focused, efficient way to prepare for the exam. It is especially useful for last-minute review, independent study, or any situation where time is limited and the goal is to maximize score improvement quickly. Students who want a full-length introductory economics textbook may find it too compressed, but that is also what makes it distinctive. The book stands out in the AP prep category because it combines selective content review with concrete test-taking strategy and an online practice exam. Many study guides offer one of those elements, but this one tries to connect all three in a single system. Its emphasis on actual exam patterns, key graphs, formulas, and question-level tactics makes it particularly practical for students who need to move from understanding concepts to applying them under pressure. In short, it is a targeted tool for exam readiness, rather than a broad academic survey, and that is precisely its strength. If you would like to support David Mayer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.